Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. If you're a regular listener to this show, you probably already figured out that George Stone is a man on a mission. Before joining the faculty of Milwaukee Area Technical College some 20 years ago, Stone's career path touched down at the University of Oklahoma's School of Geology and Geophysics and later at the Geophysical Laboratory of the Carnegie Institution in Washington. But Stone has little interest in stories of past glory. Instead, he is locked on to taking the challenges facing the globe around climate change. Stone's desire to help affect change takes the form of a conference. The 10th Annual Sustainability Summit is kicking off this morning in downtown Milwaukee at the Delta Center. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz sat down with Stone earlier this week in his classroom, where he explained the approach of stirring science, research, and technology into one pot in hopes of inspiring students.
The theme this year is sustainability, an economic and ecologic imperative! Our vision is that clean technology, green technology, renewable energy, energy efficiency, all of these areas, and sustainable business practices. So many companies now are hiring or developing an office called CSO, Chief Sustainability Officer. These areas are going to become more and more important in the economic development, not only of the city of Milwaukee and this region, but the nation and the world. And so our mission is to raise the awareness of a broad spectrum of stakeholders, business people, investors, the future workforce, which is predominantly students, and we have a lot of students at this conference, to the reality of these changes and trends, and also to the opportunities that they bring. Now, this year, we're very fortunate to have Dr. James E. Hansen, who's director of NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies at Columbia University in New York. He's widely regarded as one of, or perhaps the foremost climate scientist in the world. He's really one of my personal heroes. He's been warning us about the dangers of climate change for three decades, first in 1980. And so we're into the fourth decade now. James Hansen is highly respected. And he's concerned so much with the human side of this issue. He published a book just a couple of years ago called Storms of My Grandchildren. He feels intergenerational responsibility. He refers to intergenerational justice. We have a responsibility to pass on planet Earth to our children, our grandchildren, and to future generations, which is essentially the same wonderful habitat that we've enjoyed. It's immoral, and I don't hesitate in saying that, to destroy the planet, to leave it in a less habitable condition, and that's the direction it's moving. Let me refer you to one of the lead articles in this February issue of Nature Climate Change. It's titled Limiting Global Warming to 2 degrees is Unlikely to Save Most Coral Reefs. Well, see, that's the current goal, to limit the rise in temperature by the end of the century to 2 degrees Celsius. That's 3.6 Fahrenheit. This paper documents the fact that even that is unlikely to save most coral reefs. Well, some people might say, well, so what? Coral reefs are the most diverse ecosystem on the planet, and particularly in the marine environment, in the oceans. And, of course, the oceans are the base of the food chain for the planet. And when the coral reefs start dying off, as they are already because of the rise in temperature of the ocean water, and coupled with an increase in the acidity of the ocean water, because when you dissolve carbon dioxide in the water, it makes it more acidic, lowers the pH, that's a very serious warning. This is much more than a single canary crying or dying in the coal mine. The coral reefs around the world are bleaching and dying. This is really serious. Now, many people don't even know about this, but here's a major article that even limiting our temperature rise to 2 degrees Celsius is unlikely to save the coral reefs. That just underscores the seriousness of this problem. I always ask my classes, what are the necessities of life? And, of course, right away they'll say, well, food and water and shelter, and then they may elaborate beyond that. Some might say energy. Well, food and water and shelter, these are the very fundamental necessities of life globally, planet worldwide, that are being affected already and threatened by global warming. And I say global warming because although there are many other impacts and effects of the rising temperature, the cause that's driving them is the rising temperature due to, and let there be no mistake about this, increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere as a result primarily of combustion of fossil fuels, burning fossil fuels. That's the primary cause of the increase in CO2, which is 40% higher than it was 200 years ago, and that's enormous. And that's the primary cause of the global rise in temperature.
One of your key passions in all this is to draw in as many young people, students, to come to this summit, to get involved in some way in
that's right.
Why, so what plenaries or workshops do you hope that students and others will take advantage of during the summit?
We have excellent speakers from business, from not-for-profit groups, consumer groups, from universities, just a great range of speakers. We have a great foreign delegation this year, too. We have a speaker from the University of Beijing in China. We have a speaker from the Rhineland, from Germany, another from the UK. We have a speaker from Israel to give the perspectives of these countries on the future energy opportunities, both in business and the impacts on the environment. But certainly James Hansen would be at the top of the list. I won't say that it would be like going to hear Einstein, but, you know, it's not far behind. When you have such a prominent person, such a renowned and respected and celebrated scientist coming here to Milwaukee, see him. I mean, it's the chance of a lifetime. You're only going to have that chance once. Then Wednesday afternoon, we have another excellent plenary session at 3:15 featuring Michael Mann, who's also a world-renowned climate scientist from Pennsylvania State University, Penn State. He was the scientist who was falsely accused of manipulating data in the so-called ClimateGate scandal of about 3 years ago. He's speaking in the same plenary session with Ed Begley. Ed Begley's message is, here's what you can do to help in your individual lifestyle. You know, I always emphasize two areas of solution. One is what you can do individually, you know, be conserving in your own lifestyle, reduce your personal carbon footprint by lowering your thermostat and turning off the lights and walking to work and driving a fuel-efficient vehicle. But then there, it's absolutely necessary that we have major public policy changes. And so you must be politically active. The only way we're going to get public policy changes is from the grassroots, from the bottom up, if enough people insist on it.
Would your wish be that more students go into politics as inspired leaders or scientists to help come up with the solutions?
Sure. I mean, that will be some of the side effects. But primarily, I realize that most of my students aren't going to become scientists or politicians, that they're going to become ordinary citizens with the kinds of jobs that support the economy in the region, of every kind of job, and the kind of jobs for which MATC educates its students. But what I want them to do is become better citizens. You know, that's the key thing. My goal is to educate my students sufficiently so that they'll be aware of and concerned about the problems, and ultimately then become contributing and productive citizens. And I think that needs to pervade all of our education. I mean, for this democracy to survive, and I think in many ways it is under threat, for us to continue to have government of the people, for the people, and by the people, we're going to have to overcome this apathy. People have to take their responsibilities as citizens more seriously.
George Stone teaches natural science at MATC and is instrumental in developing the Sustainability Summit, which starts today at the Delta Center in downtown Milwaukee. You'll find a link to more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The intersection of snow, soup, and a lake effect essayist's love life when we return on WUWM.